from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday, the 27th of January. We'll start in Queensland, and the search for missing Gold Coast mum Wendy Sleeman has come to a tragic end. Police last night discovered her body in the boot of a car in Brisbane. Miss Sleeman was allegedly attacked and kidnapped by her estranged 30-year-old son on Tuesday. She'd recently told family members that she feared he was going to kill her. The son has been arrested. To New South Wales now, and a boy was struck by lightning on a beach south of Sydney yesterday afternoon. He was given CPR at the scene before being rushed to hospital. He's reportedly in a critical but stable condition. In other news, an asteroid the size of a truck will come extraordinarily close to Earth today. It'll pass just 3,500 kilometres from Earth's surface, making it one of the closest approaches to our planet ever recorded. Now, the good news is NASA says the asteroid poses no danger to us. Phew. To sport now, there's a fresh drama for Novak Djokovic. His dad was filmed taking photos with a group of men who were kicked out of the Australian Open on Wednesday night for flying a Russian flag featuring Vladimir Putin's face on it. It's claimed that Djokovic's dad yelled "Long live Russia" during the photo session. Now, Tennis Australia responded yesterday, saying that players and their teams have been reminded of the event policy regarding flags and symbols and to avoid any situation that has the potential to disrupt. To TV news now, and Kyle Sanderlands has revealed who else the Australian Idol producers were chasing to be judges on this year's show. The international judges on the Channel 7 program are Harry Connick Jr. and Meghan Trainor, but Kyle says that Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent were high on their wish list too. I know that you're mates with Snoop. Did you send him a message and ask him if he could come on the show?
I did. I really pushed hard, and he's like, you know me. I've been banned from Australia, you know, and I was like, yeah, but you know, they wear firearms charges, so, you know, we do have our own laws. And he just couldn't make it happen. And then we were close with 50 Cent as well, and then Harry's people came back and were like, yep, Harry would love to do it. And he's obviously done American Idol for a while, and he was available to do it. So it was a case of first in, best dress.
You can hear that full interview on news.com.au's podcast, I've Got News For You. And finally, in royal news, Prince Andrew has been evicted from Buckingham Palace. He's been told to pack up his room due to renovations, and apparently King Charles has made it clear that he's not welcome to stay there again when the renos are done. If he wants to stay in London in the future, Andrew will have to use room at nearby St. James's Palace. Well, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.